Yeah, the cost of living in the north of Ireland has increased significantly, and I'm sure this same can be said for people living right across the island. Every aspect of our lives has been affected, from travelling to work, commuting about our daily lives, taking kids to school. The cost of fuel has went up, the cost of heating our homes have gone up, the cost of living has went through the roof, and people are really finding it very difficult to survive. Last week, we heard the Minister for Communities say that she would announce, she would deliver the £200 payment to those in receipt of benefits. But the reality is, whilst those in receipt of benefits are struggling, working families, people that are going out every single day to make ends meet, living week to week or day to day in some instances, are struggling very, very much as well. And that is why we are calling for this payment to be extended to all families to help alleviate the huge pressure on their household bills at this very, very challenging and difficult time.
Is the situation in Stormont sort of compounding things that you're able to get through?
Yes, absolutely. The absence of a functioning executive is hindering progress and absolutely hindering our ability to deliver for people in times of need and in crisis. And make no mistake about it, the challenges we face as a society, as a community today, are a crisis. People are literally having to make decisions about whether to heat their home or to eat. That is not a justifiable place for any citizen in our society to be in this day and age. And that is why the SDLP have been to the fore and asking for an immediate payout of £200 to every single homeowner, every single person across Northern Ireland. It is absolutely vital that we do what we can to take pressure off families to ensure that we get money back into the pockets of ordinary working people, but absolutely to ensure that no one is left in that regrettable and difficult situation where they're having to decide between heating their home or feeding their families. We will not stand over that, regardless of the absence of the executive. We are demanding as a party that more is done to support those working families in this time of crisis.